canal. Tenemos que ir hasta el sur de Florida.
CC. Yeah, man, we at the top, partner. Yeah, man, I'm talking about the colossal way. Yeah, huh?
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your boy, Pistol Pesh. Or you can call me Pesh, as most friends call me, because that's what friends do. And I'm here with my friend, Aaron Allen.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are y'all doing?
Me and Aaron have known each other for a while. We're roommates. Aaron's been a close friend of mine ever since pretty much I met him in college.
Long time ago. Dominated in ping pong all the time.
That's not true. I dominate him all the time.
Then we were teammates on intramurals.
That's right. We played a lot of intramurals in college.
Where I got championships, all right?
That's not true.
That's kind of true.
It's kind of a lie.
You kind of won them.
Are you lying on the podcast? On our very first podcast?
Mm-mm.
Well, Aaron's lying to you on the first podcast. Kidding. Well, welcome to the first podcast. This is just a new idea that I came up with literally today, like the day I'm recording. And actually, I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I just didn't have the motivation or the time to do it. So now that I have time today.
Because we're both off today.
Because we're both off work. Yes. And thanks to the freezing rain, that never really fell. But I guess first you should really get to know me and Aaron. The fact that you're listening to us, I feel like you should know who you're listening to.
Make sure we're not crazy.
Yeah. But for me, I grew up in India. I came here when I was 13 and went to high school in Bremen, went to college in West Georgia. I graduated in accounting 2 years ago, and now I have an accounting job.
For me, it's kind of similar. I was born in Chicago, came down to Georgia, and then went to East Paulding High School. Graduated from University of West Georgia with a mass communications degree, and now I'm in accounting as well. So,
yeah. Crazy story.
I'm telling you.
But, you know, neither one of us really have any experience in terms of this whole podcasting. I think Aaron's more probably, he has a little bit more knowledge in terms of his mass communications background, just to know, like, the ins and outs of how to create and just get around this whole recording thing. So I'm glad he's with me and helping me out with this.
Definitely.
And I'm looking forward to recording many, many more podcasts. I hope you continue to listen. Hope you continue to subscribe and give us a listen. And I hope you like the topics that we're going to talk about today. Lots of fun things. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about faith, religion, and just the other things going on in life. So hopefully you'll find it fun and entertaining.
And definitely if like you have any topics that you want to discuss or anything that you want us to talk about, please go to our Twitter feed. Tweet us at Allen Aaron21.
And for me at PistolPesh116.
And we'll be able to kind of read your comments and then we'll kind of go off of that. There's really a kind of fan base and we're just trying to make this as popular as we can.
Yeah, for sure. So if you like this first episode, please share it. You could share it on your Insta story or whatever, let people know so people hear about us and hear about our podcast. It'd be awesome. It'd be greatly appreciated. Only do it if you like it. If you don't like it, it's okay. We understand. We'll try to get better. But thank you for listening.
All right. So I think we're going to get started with some of the funniest things or topics that we heard about in sports this past week. And there was so many that we can talk about.
Oh, yeah. So many fun stuff happening this past weekend that made me laugh out of my shoes.
Talk about that Kansas City game.
The first thing that made me laugh a lot was I was scrolling through my Twitter timeline and I didn't get to hear this while I was watching the game, but the Titans and the Chiefs are playing a game, wild card game on Saturday, and one of the Titans running back fumbled a ball and the Chiefs player picked it up and then ran into the end zone. And that's not the funny part. The the funny part is the guys they were commentating is John Gruden and Sean McDonough. And Sean McDonough is like super excited about this fumble pickup and taking it to the end zone. So he's like freaking out. Like, oh my gosh, he picked up the fumble and he's going 20, 10, 5, touchdown. And then he's like, his voice starts cracking. So when he's like talking, it like sounds more like this. It's like, yeah, he picks up the ball and he goes, 5, 10, 20, touchdown. And it sounds like, you gotta hear it. If you haven't heard it, go look it up. It is the funniest thing you'll hear. You'll probably, I don't know. You may not find it as funny as I did, but like, it's probably one of the funniest things.
See, another part of that was that at that time, Kansas City, they was up big in that game. And then to come back and the Titans to come back and win that game, it was kind of shocking.
You know? That was awesome. Andy Reid blowing leads again. So yeah.
It was big that Travis Kelce kind of got injured. And so we wish him the best.
Yeah, but happy for Tennessee Titans fans. If you're listening, congratulations on your win. Good luck on your next game.
I think they're playing the Patriots next week as
Patriots.
Well. So that'll be a big time game.
Tough game.
Not sure if they can handle them, but man, you know, not many can handle Brady.
Yeah, but Tennessee's talented. They'll be fine, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make it through.
Now, speaking of, in that game, like you said, John Gruden was broadcasting that game. That was his last one on TV. Now he's getting back into coaching. Like, with the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, he got that $100 million deal for 10 years. $100 million. If I paid you $100 million, what would you do with that? Man, $100 million.
Trying to double it.
That's a lot of money,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Just to coach an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I couldn't imagine. That's a lot of pressure that the Raiders are putting on him to bring a championship. I mean, if I'm paying you $10 million, you better be good. I mean, you got to bring me multiple championships. I'm talking Brady, Belichick kind of stuff here.
Yeah.
And they don't even get there.
True. I think with the talent that they have over there, I think they're going to be poised to do pretty good and own the AFC West besides the Chargers and the Chiefs and things like that.
Yeah.
But that's congrats to Gruden for that.
Yeah.
We definitely want to move on to the Bills, another team in the AFC
that's right.
In the playoffs. So
the Bills, man.
How did they even get there?
So, if you did hear, the way the Bills made it was thanks to the Cincinnati Bengals, and they played the Ravens. And the week before the wild card game, the Ravens had to win the game to make it to the playoffs. And the Bills needed the Ravens to lose to make it to the playoffs. So the Ravens were playing the Bengals, and Bengals were down a touchdown in the fourth quarter. And it was Ravens had them in like fourth and 15, fourth and 12, in the fourth quarter, like really needed this first, Bengals really needed the first down to basically win the game. It was like a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter. And so it's like fourth and 13, fourth and 15, and Andy Dalton just takes a snap and throws it to this wide receiver who's wide open, who takes it to the end zone. And
big catch,
touchdown, and the Bengals end up winning the game. And so that means that the Ravens lost, and that means the Buffalo Bills make it in the playoffs. Crazy scenario.
Yeah.
And so there's a video online. You can see, like, Buffalo Bills players are in the locker room watching this game closely, and they're just going crazy as soon as the guy scores a touchdown. They're just going wild because they know they made the playoffs. And the awesome thing that what I saw from the Bills fan was, you know, they felt the gratitude of Cincinnati playing hard and still wanting to win that game because they didn't have to win that game. You know, Cincinnati could have just said, we're done for the season. We don't have a chance.
But they kept fighting.
They kept fighting until the very end, finishing that fourth and 15 completion and scoring that touchdown. Like, they didn't have to do that, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, and for their appreciation, Bills fans just started donating tons and tons of money to Andy Dalton's foundation, the charity that he started.
That's pretty cool.
Which was huge, right? Because Andy Dalton helped him get into the playoffs, and so the Bills fans just returned the favor and just started giving money to his foundation that, you know, helps a lot of kids. And
that's pretty cool, even in sports, even that we can sports, still be given to.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Run fan base is, you know, just supporting and thankful for having that chance to make it to the playoffs, that drought that, you know, ended for them, which was huge. So that was cool. Something else that I thought was really cool in terms of speaking of charity, something I thought was really cool was so I play fantasy football. I know you do too.
Yeah. Domination.
Right. And so we have players on our teams, and unfortunately, neither of us really got a win this year. I ended up third, you ended up third, I think. But there's a lot of people who won this year who ended up giving their winnings to the charity of the players on their teams. So, like, for example, if I had Todd Gurley on my team, I won the league, 140, 120, whatever the money was, I would give that money to my players' foundation or charity, whatever they were supporting. And so Todd Gurley, I think he tweeted out just a thank you for the support and the money that all the fantasy owners gave to his charity and foundation for helping and win the championship, which was huge. And I thought that was cool. Because a lot of times, like, we see in fantasy football, like, it's hard because we say, like, this player, you know, we wish in players' injuries and losses and things like that. We want players to kind of do what we want them to do because they're on our fantasy team.
Exactly.
But it's cool to see that people also, like, in return, just kind of give money to the players just for, like, supporting them and helping them win that. So I thought that was one of the coolest moments in fantasy this year. I thought that was awesome.
Now, speaking of the Bills, sadly, they lost yesterday to the Jaguars.
Boring game. That was a terribly boring game. Ended up in 10-3. Final score, man. There wasn't much excitement, but it was a close game because it was 10-3. It was a touchdown, a possession game whole time. So, you know, Bills could have came back for sure. But Jaguars, man, their defense is unreal.
Yeah, they're headed straight to Pittsburgh next to face them. And I think it's going to be a Pittsburgh Patriots AFC Championship game.
Man, that's what – I don't know, man. Jaguars are looking good. If they can shut down Le'Veon and Antonio Brown, we might be looking at Jaguars-Patriots. I mean, I don't know. Titans, if the Titans can beat the Patriots
– that'll be an upset.
That'd be an upset. Jaguars beating Steelers would be an upset. It could definitely happen. I think both of these teams are definitely capable enough to get those wins. The only thing that I think that's stopping the Jaguars is Blake Bortles. I mean,
the dude had more rushing yards than the two rushers.
Last game he had 88 rushing yards and only 81 passing yards. As a quarterback, that's
pretty crazy.
That's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. So I don't know if he keeps playing like that in the playoffs. I mean, the defense is gonna have to do a lot against the Steelers because that offense is pretty electric. And the Patriots. I think they'll probably take care of.
Yeah.
Because they just had the whole controversy about, you know, Belichick and the owner and Brady about Jimmy Garoppolo, things like that. I don't think anything's going to tear them apart. I think they're going to end up coming over this hump and just taking it to Titans.
Right, and headed straight to the Super Bowl, I think, on the AFC side. Now, on the NFC side, we got to go to our local team, the Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, man, rise up, baby. Let's go.
Beat the Rams the other day.
Let's go.
That game was thrilling. You know, it was good to see Julio Jones get a touchdown in the red zone. So,
absolutely. You know. Man, that was good. That was a good game. I was nervous the whole time because, you know, It was a long, hard-fought game. We were kicking field goals, but not scoring that many touchdowns.
I'm telling you, Matt Bryant is clutch.
He's so clutch.
Like,
I never want him to retire, ever.
Probably 3 more years.
No. I want him to be kicking until he's 70, 80 years old. If he just, like, can't walk anymore, like, please still kick for us. We just want you to kick 55 yarders. That's all we need, really.
Falcons have history of great kickers, Morton Anderson and now Matt Bryant.
Hey,
it's luck.
Matt Bryant is our man. I'm telling you, he's our MVP. I feel so relaxed just having him kick field goals because I know he's gonna make it every time.
Right.
Most teams don't have that comfort when you're kicking field goals, you know. So.
And now we're headed up to the north to play Philly.
To face the Eagles.
hopefully it'll be good weather and not snow,
man,
over there.
I don't know, man. We just played in the California weather, and now we're playing in the Philly cold. That's going to be, hopefully it's not super cold. It's, I mean, here in Atlanta, it's going to get a little bit warmer this week, but Philly, man, I don't know. That's going
to
be tough.
It's going to be a running game. I think Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman, they're going to have to carry us.
And I think for Eagles, too, it's J.J.I. That's going to be
big name
fueling their offense because Nick Foles is going to be leading as a quarterback, and I don't know about Nick Foles. He's kind of questionable. He's played good before. He can still play good. I don't know. But he's no Carson Wentz, you know.
Sure. I think before the injury, I would have been very skeptical. But now, I'm Atlanta Falcons all the way. Who are you picking in that
game?
Well,
of course, like I looked at the odds. We're favored 2.5. So I'm picking the Falcons. I'm a Falcons fan.
Right.
But I think I truly believe that we have a pretty good chance of beating the Eagles in this game. I think we're looking good.
Okay. Now, also on the other side in the NFC divisional round, you got the Saints and the Vikings. That's a pretty big time game here.
That's right.
And
both different on their own. Saints really good on offense. Okay.
Has been for a while.
Okay on defense. Mm-hmm. They got Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Michael Thomas. They got some pretty good weapons on offense.
And you have Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, of course.
And Sean
Payton. One of the best quarterbacks in the league. But on the other side, on the Vikings, you have one of the best defenses in the league.
Yes.
They have one of the best corners, some of the best defensive lines. And man, that's going to be a competition.
I don't see Case Keenum faltering anyway.
Yeah. I think Case Keenum's gonna continue doing what he needs to do. He's been consistent all year. He hadn't made many mistakes, so I don't see him breaking. I think he's gonna keep it going at home against the Saints.
I think that's good. Now I think we're gonna take a break real quick, and we're gonna come back and talk the big game for tonight between Georgia and Alabama.
Sweet. All right, we're back, and we got some more stuff to talk about.
All right, so the big game tonight between Georgia and Alabama.
Man,
Roll Tide.
You got Roll Tide? That's your pick?
All the way.
Man, these Georgia fans, they're going to be listening. They're going to be mad.
I know. We won't tell
them
where we live,
all right?
We won't tell
them
where we live.
It's okay. I got Alabama, too.
See? Yeah. I think they're just poised better. They've been in this experience. They've experienced this way too many times. Georgia has been since 1980, so
it's been a while for them.
Yeah.
But they're a good team. They're a strong team. They're talented.
Yeah.
I think they got a really good coach. They got a good quarterback, a good running game, good defense.
It's a formula to win.
It's a formula to win for sure. So if there was a year the Alabama team goes down, I think this would be the year.
But you know what? I think Alabama rises to the occasion since last year losing to Clemson. I think this year they're more focused. I think Nick Saban has a game plan for them.
Yeah. I agree. I think that quarterback is coming back for his second year after losing in that championship for Alabama. I think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah. So obviously we're both going to Alabama here, and you know, all the Georgia fans,
we're sorry, but I mean, if you win, congratulations, you've been looking for that.
We'll see it on Twitter and Facebook. And
yeah, we'll hear trash talking and your Twitter tweets all the time about how good Georgia is.
All right, so we're moving on to the NBA. Much better topic here. Golden State Warriors, they're continuing
Boo.
To roll. You know, Steph Curry, still the
Boo.
Man. Kevin Durant,
Boo.
Still the man.
No, LeBron James, Cavaliers, all the way.
I think the Celtics have something for Cleveland this year.
Celtics, only thing they have for Cleveland is Kyrie Irving, and that's it.
Hey, that's all you need sometimes.
That's all you need, I guess, because he did help Cavaliers win that championship
exactly.
with the Warriors. But
so far,
Isaiah Thomas is coming back. Mm-hmm. We're getting healthy. Cavaliers are getting healthy. As you know, I'm a Cavaliers fan. If you didn't know already, Aaron here is a bandwagon Warriors fan. Clearly,
I've been on the bandwagon for quite some time before they won the championship.
That's not true. He can't name a single player before Steph Curry.
Another coach before the coach they got now.
And well, he doesn't know. He doesn't even know his name.
Yes, I do.
What's his name?
Back to the
Mark West. Jackson.
Yeah, he announces now. He does that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, in the West, who's going to beat them? The OKC don't look too good. They can't finish games. The Rockets, James Harden's injured.
Man, I'm telling you, OKC is going to figure it out. People need to, you know, in the famous words of Aaron Rodgers, R-E-L-A-X, relax. I think OKC is going to figure it out. They got Westbrook. He's playing great. Paul George, he's playing awesome. Carmelo, but he'll come around. He'll come around. I think they're starting to figure out where he fits in the offense, things like that. So they'll be fine, I think.
And then the contenders in the East, you have obviously Cleveland. You got the Boston, and you got to put the Wizards up there.
Wizards, the Raptors, for sure.
And at the Bucks, Hawks,
Bucks are on the come up.
At the Hawks, and
the Hawks are
number 8 seed all the way.
The Hawks need to be good. So, honest opinion when it comes to the Hawks, because I'm a hometown guy. I love the Hawks, but they suck. We don't have any good players. We have a good rookie. But I think this season needs to be in the full tank mode. Need to go for that number one pick.
Is there some good players out there?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard of Trae Young?
Yeah.
That dude from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Dude's putting up double-doubles, points, assists. He's the next Steph Curry, that's what they say.
We'll take him.
He's going to be a star, I'm telling you. That dude can change an organization. If you put the right people, if you draft him, put the right people around him, man, that dude is talented. I haven't seen a guy that electric since Steph Curry.
Wow.
I was a fan of Steph Curry before like he became Steph Curry, which was crazy because like this was like in the beginning when they just had Steph Curry, they had Monte Ellis. And they didn't have the whole like Kevin Durant and the crew they have right now. You can even find my tweets. If you look back in my tweets, I used to say Steph Curry's one of the best players I've seen play.
Well, now you have to agree with him because he does have 2 championships.
For sure. He backed up, you know, what I already thought I knew about him. And but I don't want him to win anymore, clearly, because I'm a fan of LeBron. And LeBron's going to dominate.
I think LeBron is getting washed up. I think it's time to retire.
I don't think he's getting washed up. I think LeBron is still going strong, posting up triple-doubles pretty much every night, which Steph Curry can't do ever. Post up triple-doubles.
That's not his game.
That's not his game. It's for Draymond Green.
Yeah.
The second best player on the team.
You got Kevin Durant.
But, I mean, number one is clearly Klay Thompson. Kevin Durant is probably third. He's a vining. Snake, you know, people call him Snake. Because he's a snake. I can't stand Steph Curry or Kevin Durant. I don't like either of them. But they're going to be favored like they've always been favored. And I think they're probably going to come out again like they always have.
It'll be a good finish to the rest of the season. I know they got a few more months of games left, and then before the playoffs come.
We still got the All-Star break coming up soon, so.
I'm telling you what the big thing is, that the Super Bowl is next month, and I'm telling you, Falcons, Patriots, that's how it's going to be.
Man, I hope so, and I hope we get our revenge this year.
Rebound.
I'm hoping it.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see. We got to beat the Eagles first, and they got to beat the Titans first. So, we'll see.
There's a lot of games to be played. A
lot of games.
I know that we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to hit up another topic.
After the quick break, and we're gonna have some more things to talk about outside of sports now.
Now, we'll say one event that happened here in Atlanta this past week was Passion 2018.
Yes, something that's been dear to my heart for a few years now. because it's headed up from my church, Passion City Church, and actually it began a long time before Passion City Church was even an idea. But if people don't know what it is, Passion Conference is basically an organization, well, not an organization, but it's a conference that's specifically for 18 to 25-year-old college students, young adults, people just looking into get into the real world, I guess, with real jobs, graduating from college.
Right.
But specifically for them, for the young generation, because, you know, the leaders, Louie and Shelly Giglio, really believe that this is the age, 18 to 25-year-olds are the students and the kids that's going to make the difference in this world.
Agree.
A lot of people count out the millennials and the 18 to 25-year-olds because they think that it's, you know, they're not
mature enough or
as educated or as talented or, you know, things like that. But, you know, our leaders truly believe that these are the lead people that are going to lead the, you know, change in the world and make the difference in the world. And speaking of difference and changes in the world, talk about Ended Movement that started, mm-hmm. you know, you... The first time you went to Passion...
2013.
Mm-hmm. That's when it started, the Ended Movement. And, you know, this 18 to 25-year-olds, they've been leading that ever since 2013. And leading it, you know, strong. There's been a lot of finances that, you know, that they've given.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of changes. A lot of people in the high political power have signed a lot of bills to put this into effect mm-hmm. and truly end slavery, which... we're not even close to ending slavery, which is crazy to me because there's millions and millions of people in the world that are still enslaved, and that's not just sex slavery, women's slavery, but that's like all kinds of slavery.
Right.
You know? And that's crazy to me because slavery, you know, you don't think about slavery being a real issue, but it's a huge issue. Not just a real issue, but it's a huge issue.
And so many people are jumping on board, celebrities, like you said, people in the political party, people locally. They're doing
Ashton Kutcher is a big celebrity that's behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Bob Coker is big behind this. Our president, Donald Trump, signed a bill recently to end slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been huge because, you know, we've been putting out on social media, bringing awareness to people, you know, just making it a really, really, really big deal. And just so people hear about it and, you know, bigger celebrities and politicians can hear about it and get behind this idea that there is slavery and that that we want to see it end soon.
Now, there's a particular day that happens that when everyone... Can you explain that?
Yeah. So last year it was February 23rd. This year it's February 22nd, I believe. It's an End Slavery Day, Ended Movement Day. And basically what we do is on social media and on that day, we'll put a red X on our hand and post it on social media. With the hashtag Ended Movement, just to bring awareness. If you don't know a lot about it, I urge you to go to endedmovement.com and just look into the statistics and just the ways you can help financially, and like just posting it on social media, something as small as posting a picture. You know, that can go a long way if you just post a picture and all your followers see it, and then they post a picture and then, you know, their followers see it, and then their followers post a picture. So it goes around, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the big deal, is people will hear and know about what Ended Movement is, and people will give financially, which is a huge thing. If, you know, there's no financial support, it's hard to get it going, really. So,
right.
So that's a big deal. Another thing that's been started recently at Passion Conference was... the Compassion International.
Yeah.
We Passion partner with Compassion International to get a lot of the kids around the world sponsored. Basically means that you give $38 a month, and then with those $38 a month, you provide a child in a poor country just some food, clean water, good education, health, and then on top of that, also gets to get a little bit of Jesus in that, which is huge because, you know, if you get water and if you get food and if you get all those things that make you well and live, but then if you don't have the actual life, the truth in you, then, you know, you don't, it's pointless, right? Because there's no purpose.
Right.
And so that's one thing that, you know, that's good about this Compassion organization is that they also share Jesus. And not only they do, but like we get to do that as well with our, if you sponsor a child, you get to write letters to the child, and then it gets translated into their language. You get to send them gifts. You get to send like birthday gifts or Christmas gifts or just money to provide for him or her and their family, which is huge, not just for the child, but their family also, yeah. Because it gives them hope,
right.
that somebody out there is looking out for that child, and it's not just them, you know, which is awesome. And I think it's just one of the greatest things ever.
I think one thing that I saw, because I work downtown in Atlanta, I saw the college students, leaders, I seen all of them, and they were just flooding the streets of Atlanta, and it was encouraging to see that people were going into the dome,
in the Phillips Arena.
In Phillips Arena, and getting filled up with the word, and then they're going out to their campuses, going out to their families,
absolutely.
And spreading the word, and that they can even give to the different organizations to sponsor a child,
right.
And make a difference in this world. That's pretty encouraging to know.
Yeah, and if you're somebody listening and you're saying like, yeah, I want to sponsor a child, and I can give $38 a month. That's not a big deal to me. You can go to Compassion, their website, Compassion International, and just sign up for it, and you'll get your child, and you'll start the monthly $38 payments, and you know that's. The payment is just a little part of what you're doing, but just the support and them knowing that there's somebody out there who's providing and who's looking after them is way more than, you know, what money can provide, which is that comfort and the peace that they have, which is, that goes, you know, way beyond the money.
Right.
And so that's what's huge. So if you're listening and you want to be part of this, like, I encourage you to go check out Compassion International. Go check out End It Movement. Please support it. It'd be huge if it can see the slavery end in our time and age.
And I think it can.
It can, for sure. With
a group of people together.
Absolutely. And it's that's all it needs is people getting behind it and supporting it and raising awareness and giving financially. Really. Mm-hmm. It's all. And then people out there will do the work too.
Right.
Free people.
Right.
I just saw like on Kristen Kane, she leads the A21. She's the one who started it. And I saw on her Instagram that three women from Greece were freed, which is
that's awesome.
You know, which gave me it just gives me joy that, you know, these girls who were slaved and, you know, they didn't have the power to do what they want to do and now free,
mm-hmm.
and freeing Jesus to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. It's no better feeling.
I was thinking, like, that's just a wide group of topics that we were able to talk about today, but I think we had some good conversation in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have, like I said, if you have any topics that you want to discuss or you want us to discuss, please send us a comment at our Twitter feeds at AlanAaron21.
At BissellPatch116.
And we'll be able to kind of read through those.
But, yeah, that's all we have for today. I want to thank you again for listening to this podcast. I hope you subscribe and continue listening to us. Please share our podcast so more people will get to hear. We want to cover a wide range of topics. We want to continue to we don't just want to talk about sports all the time. We want to talk about real life stuff that's going on, stuff that matters outside of sports also. I mean, sports matter, but things outside of sports that matter also, because there's a lot of things going on in the world that,
sure.
you know, that needs change and help. So we want to be a part of that. We want to be the good people who are behind the good in this world.
Right.
And so that's what we care about. If you are somebody who wants to be on our guest or share about something or just have fun and talk about life or the topics that we have talked about.
Debate with Aaron on
who's better, me or Aaron on ping pong.
Me.
That's not right. Okay. On that end, we'll end this, and thank you for listening. Subscribe, follow us on Twitter at BissellPatch116 for me,
at AlanAaron21.
Thank you and have a good week.
See ya.
Make them forever strong. Your arm is a trunk, it is very long. Make them like crazy. You can